How many languages do you speak? Apart from English, I can ask for directions to the train station in schoolboy German and say hello in a handful of other European languages, and that's about it. The thing is, I don't even know how to say hello in any of the languages right on my doorstep, languages that are thousands of years old. At the top of the show, we met Yorta Yorta language songwoman Lou Bennett. Up next, Susie Taylor brings us the story of Yorta Yorta teacher, Auntie Sharon Atkinson.
I'm sending you this postcard as I sit beside the river in the homelands of the Yorta Yorta nations. My countryside reminds me of a story of the formation of the Murray River, which in Yorta Yorta language is known as Dungulla. Our story about Dungulla is a story about how the river, known as the Murray River, was formed back in the creation period. And it goes something like this. Bayami Watcha Gumuka Gali Mama Yulilawa Hamunch. Bayami sent his old woman down out of the high country with a yam stick to dig for food, and she journeyed across the flat and waterless plain. Bayami Watcha Dunny. He also sent his giant stake along to keep an eye on her. Dangaja Dabura Dora Garko. She walked for many weary miles, drawing a line in the sand with her yam stick. Gawaja Kumuka Gabai Dunai. Behind her came the stake, sliding in and out of her line and making the curves of the riverbed with his body. Bayami spoke in a voice of thunder. Lightning flashed. Kukora Tatiwala Kabai Yaman Nonugali Benma. Rain fell and the water came flowing down the track the old woman and the stake had made. Garianak Da Kabai Wamandaman. After many moons she came to the sea and went to sleep in a cave, while her dogs ran off and kicked up the sand hills about the river mouth. Dungulla. And speaking of dogs, my dogs are barking now. Oh, I have to go and feed them. Bitter. Goodbye.
Yorta Yorta teacher, Auntie Sharon Atkinson. That audio postcard produced by ABC Open's Susie Taylor.